never before has the world come across four men more willing to share their collective knowledge and wisdom for nothing in return. They'll deliver it to you with such style and class and make Samuel L. Jackson look more like your snotty-nosed cousin who still wets the bed.
Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi.
Why am I saying incredibly wonderful things about these men? Well, I have a terrible, terrible gambling habit and I owe them a lot of money. It'll be epic.
Something special is about to happen.
It'll be brave.
No fear, no hesitation.
It'll be perfect in every way possible.
Are you kidding me?
Rangers. Pete, Muffy and Joe, coming to you in all its pre-recorded glory from the capital of Australia. This is The Sports Trench.
Yes, episode 144 of The Sports Trench is here. And good morning, gents. How are we both this morning?
Oh, good, thanks, Pete. Yeah,
Alex,
Fulzy?
In and say something then.
Well, I always get to start. I thought I'd be polite.
Usually
it's like
it works
holding
that
the elevator
way.
For
you know,
someone, Peter. Muffy polite
to,
people just
no,
do it.
No, Muffy has to press buttons and do things, and so that's why you usually go first, you fool.
Yeah, that makes sense. Doesn't
look,
it?
Look how multitasking I was this morning.
You were on it, though.
Smoked it.
Yeah, absolutely killed it. You, on the other hand, I'm pretty disappointed.
I was being very polite.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Okay, sorry about that.
Anyway. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good, thanks.
Yeah, what's been happening?
Oh, not much.
Nothing.
No, living life.
No new TVs, no new cars.
Nah, it's been a boring week.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I got all my same stuff. I had lasagna for lunch 2 days in a row. That was good.
What a life you're living.
Yeah.
You are just living your best
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. And Muffy, how are you?
Well, speaking of lunches, I was just informed yesterday that I had chicken soup for lunch yesterday that was 4 days old.
Ew.
Ooh, borderline.
Yeah. I feel all right.
I feel okay today. I'm here.
I was home last night and my wife goes, did you take the chicken soup? I said, yeah. She goes, that was on Sunday. I'm like, okay. I feel all right. I did nuke it pretty hard.
So it came out scalding.
Yeah, it was tasty.
A lot of Ebola sufferers.
It'll be tasty the second time around too.
Don't see any symptoms until like 3 or 4 days later.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely Ebola.
Right.
How are you, Pete? You've had a big week, haven't you?
Look, I have had a big week. Doing not much. No.
Oh, good. Did you have lasagna?
No, I didn't. I'm disappointed. Actually, I think that probably just would have topped off the week.
Yeah.
My Division One men's basketball side won the grand final on Wednesday night.
Yay.
Big victory. So that's 4 in the last 8 years.
Yeah. Mm.
Us and another team called Wests. We're the Tuggeranong Vikings.
Yeah.
They're the West Belconnen Magpies. So, South versus North.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they've won the other 4.
So, you're a regular, like Phil Jackson. Is that what you're saying? Are you the Phil Jackson of the ACT?
Oh, look, one of my players who's now currently playing college basketball in the States, he said I'm the Popovich of
Canberra
basketball.
You certainly have the demeanor.
I retool all the time and manage to... keep getting my squads up despite losing all these key players overseas.
Well, he's got the tool bit, right?
Retool.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, retool, thanks. Right. Yeah.
Yes. And he's not talking about my tool. So.
Why would he?
Well, you know, what happens in the basketball change room stays in the basketball
right.
change room.
So
well, the coach never needs to get changed, Peter, please.
What do you mean?
Why would the coach be in the change room?
No reason.
I suck, boys.
Next question.
Do you wear a suit to the games?
No, look, I wore a suit to the semi-final, but you that's because I had to go straight from work.
Oh.
So.
Right, so it's not a thing that you do.
No. I didn't do that for the grand final.
Was there a crowd there?
It was a decent crowd, yes.
Really decent?
Yeah, they were very against us.
Are you like the Storm? Like the Roosters, where people just don't like you.
I think both us and Wes are both
Storm and Roosters
well liked because we both win a lot.
That's what you reckon.
Yeah. No, it's true. Like the whole crowd was very much against us, other than our supporters, and their supporters were much louder than ours.
I would Was there actual supporters that didn't like both teams that were just booing at every single
state?
Boo!
Cheering every miss.
Look, there was a West player there who we didn't play West. We played a different team, Belconnen Ramblers.
I thought you said you played West.
No, no. West and us have won the last eight between us.
So confusing.
But we played against a team called Belconnen Ramblers, and there was a West person in the crowd. So maybe they booed both sides the whole time. But
a Ramblers.
Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, so very happy for the boys. Frantic Friday's going to get pretty frantic.
When's that? Is that next week? A few weeks?
I think it's... I'm going to try and make it next week, or it might be the week after. Yes, so going to get pretty frantic.
Yeah.
Yep. It always ends well. I spent yesterday at work. I told my boss this as well. Procrastinating a little, looking at getting championship rings made. So that's going to be fun. Anyway, we'll see what happens there. But yes, thank you, Murphy. It has been a very good week. I appreciate you asking.
Good for you, Pete.
Anyway, what have we got on this week, boys? Well, we do the usual round 25 wrap-up. Finals week one preview. We wrap up Supercoach. We also talk about... who's going to win from here? Why we think they're going to win? Obviously, Fulsey's going with the Rabbitohs. But before all that, we'll do the news, eh?
I just want to say that we're on a time schedule. And so me saying this probably defeats the purpose of saying we're on a time schedule.
Yeah, we've already gone too long like in the intro.
But
and
just so if we are going over time, you'll just hear this.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it. It's going well. Just dead air. You'll just hear dead air. Good start.
And then it tells you to...
I like to move it.
All right, so that means we need to marve on.
Okay, good.
I don't know why. It says it's move, but it says marve.
Yeah, I don't know what version of that song you've got, but it's not
great. It's the reggae version, it says.
So it's not the Two Unlimited version or whoever it is, the original. Anyway,
now
you've taken 20 minutes to do that. Can you do the news intro?
So get ready to hear that a lot during this.
Oh, dear. Oh, this is going well.
Here it comes.
Oh, good.
Look out.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Oh, no, you missed it too. You're going to have to get quicker at that. We'll have to practice.
Well, how can I get quicker at that?
I don't know. You're just going to have to practice.
I'm absolutely not practicing.
We talking about practice.
No, yeah, exactly.
Not a game.
Not a game.
Anyway. Thank you, Tom Noyce, for that one. Appreciate that. Sent that one through, and I thought, Fulsey, you were the best man for the job.
Yeah, well, I wasn't.
Yeah.
But.
No, thanks. I think you were. I think you're still the best man for the job.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway. All right. Ryan Madison, boys, might be leaving the Tigers. Not real happy with Madge and his disciplinary type personality and how he manages the team. Thoughts?
Get over it. You signed a 3-year deal. You're the first year into your 3-year deal.
Yeah, it's...
But what is this? Why do contracts mean nothing for both clubs and players anymore? It just annoys me.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It just annoys me.
Clubs have made a rod for their own back, though, now as well.
Oh, it goes both ways.
Because they've released a whole heap of players when they've done this, and they've also been willing to move players on when it suits them for the salary cap purposes. Like, Sharks are trying to get rid of Dugan at the moment, you know what I mean? Like, whenever it suits them, they're willing to do it, but then they want fans to be up in arms when a player requests this. Like,
yeah. I'm on both sides going, it shouldn't happen. You should be able to stick to your, if you can't manage a salary cap, that's what, you have the accountants in-house for, to manage your salary cap.
To be honest, I think it's like, Barb from there, who's been there for like 50 years, and she's the one managing the accounts and the salary cap, and it's not going well. She's still using a book with a ledger and stuff.
Right. Barb's like, this is not like in the back in the days, me and Laurie Nichols used to just sit out in the back drinking tennies. I was the treasurer of the canteen.
now I'm doing the salary cap. All right, that's what I get the feeling that most clubs have. They have these accountants. But they're not accountants.
Do you reckon Barb's sitting in a room like with those, one of those green visor hats on with the crunching the big calculator with the pokey
cigarette
arm on
just
it?
Definitely
sticking out of the side of her mouth. 100%. That's what it is. That's the picture in my mind for sure. Look, It's ridiculous. However, Maguire is a bit of an idiot, so I understand if Madison would want to leaving Trent Robinson to go to him. It probably wasn't what he signed on for as well. So if you sign on with one coach and then another one comes in, like should you be allowed to go back on your contract?
If there's a clause in there, possibly. But they said he's on about $350 a year at the Tigers. And
he had a blinder of a year.
Potentially. And I think that's more the fact that he can potentially see that he could probably get maybe $500+.
Well, yeah, but, and that's what's been rumoured.
From clubs that are desperate, i.e., Bulldogs keep getting their name thrown up, but I don't think the Bulldogs have money to spend.
Not on more back rowers, that's for sure.
But the Eels keep getting thrown up as well. I don't think they have money to spend either.
No.
They're looking at RCG very hard.
Yeah. They got him.
No, it's gone back. Apparently they don't have him.
I wouldn't be surprised if nothing happens and he sticks it out because, you know, they both...
I think he's gone.
You reckon? But, yeah...
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if it goes either way, to be honest. I wouldn't be surprised if they go, you're staying.
There was a meeting between the two to clear the air. As soon as there's a meeting between the two to clear the air, they're dead.
Yeah.
Dead in the water. If the executive have to bring the two together, gone. Someone's gone. It's untenable.
Yeah, but if the meeting is the Tigers is like, no, you signed a contract and that's it. We're not going to release you. You can walk away, but it's going to cost you more money than you're going to get elsewhere. Problem solved.
Do you know what? If that's also the issue though, then you just put in half-hearted efforts and go play reserve grade and still get paid.
Well, yeah, you can, but then you won't get your money. When your contract comes around to renewal, you won't get it again.
I think Maguire will play silly buggers and play him from the bench and all sorts of stuff. This is going to become untenable.
Yeah, Maguire. Like I would understand not wanting to be coached by that moron.
Well, they got 6 months to work it out. So we'll see.
Anyway. All right, Hudson Young boys, been suspended for 8 weeks. Now, I think it's a fair enough suspension, and I think he is an idiot for even putting his hands near the face. He says he didn't gouge. It's pretty bad and pretty damning, the evidence.
Mm. Well, the player, was it Panky?
No.
Pompey? Yeah,
Panky. I was going to say first name,
Panky.
Pompey Schmumpy. Yeah, he was actually on video link, or he was in New Zealand, so it was video lunk, saying that there was no fingers in his eyeballs. He was not gouged.
Okay, there you go.
So he had evidence, but literally they just
wiped it away.
They wiped it away. Just looked at the vision, which again, as you said, Pete, the vision looks pretty horrible.
It doesn't look
great.
Because
he had like two dips, doesn't bode well.
That also
either.
Doesn't go well for you. Has he been made a bit of a scapegoat here?
No, he's done it before.
Look, he's done it before, but there's a few things I want to talk about with this. One is, okay, that's the evidence Muffy's, presented. He's like, yeah, no, he didn't gouge me, How does that not count for something?
Well, because the dude, the prosecutor or whatever they are, was like pretty much tricked Pompey guy into saying
Schmumps.
Yes, I probably wouldn't go against another rugby league player sort of thing. So as in, like, I'm not going to say did it.
Well, possibly. The other thing though I want to talk about is there's been a number of people, including Jonathan Thurston, Andrew Johns, all these people saying he's a complete idiot, he's a disgrace, and the book should be thrown at him. Now,
well, he hasn't played 30. He's going to miss 13 weeks.
Well,
for going to the judiciary twice.
Jonathan Thurston is saying the book should be thrown at Hudson Young. What about Josh Maguire and his acts this entire year? He's been caught twice this year doing this and got a fine once, and the second time got 2 weeks. Where the heck is the consistency in this game? Like, this is ridiculous. You can't find someone and give them 2 weeks.
Did he get
both times?
Yeah, right. And so George Burgess,
the first one, they said it wasn't an eye gouge, so he didn't.
So what did he do?
Fingers in the eye. It was more of a facial type thing.
What did he do? Get a hanky and blow his nose for him?
You look at the video evidence. Yeah, exactly.
I was just helping him out.
So, But you look at the vision, and it's exactly the same. Fingers in the eyes, eye gouge, and one was on Munster, and then it was a couple of weeks later he did it again. Like, the thing is, I have no problem, but you've made Hudson Young a scapegoat for not doing anything about Josh Maguire.
Quite possibly. I think, like...
Hudson Young's a no-name. Josh Maguire's an Australian
player. That's exactly why, yeah.
Well, that's crap.
Yeah, yeah, great. Yeah, I think... I think I would have suspended Young for longer because it's nonsense that needs to be out of the game. But yeah, totally inconsistent. You're right.
Mm.
Maguire should have got like a long suspension as well.
Anyway. All right. Well, that's the end of that. Pretty much done with that. I like Tom Marvin. Okay. Good. Good delay on that one. Yeah. let's move on to the round 25 review, shall we?
Oh, we're not doing Ward 4. No,
skipped it.
Everyone's,
we need to move it.
It's everyone's fine, mate.
Everyone's good.
Yeah, everyone's having a good time.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you, madam.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Sports trench.
There we go. Right, everyone happy now?
Calm down, madam.
Yeah, yeah. Look,
it's too much.
Round 25, review time. Thursday, 5 September, Rabbitohs 16, defeating the Roosters 10, Fulsey.
Bit of interesting result, considering these teams will play again tonight. But I think it's tough to read too much into this, given some of the missing Roosters, which we will cover later. Teddy was again exceptional, but it wasn't enough. And credit to the Rabbitohs for coming back from 8 down at halftime. If you look purely at the stats, the Roosters actually were the better side. But you know what they say? Games are not won on stat sheets.
Do they say that?
Yeah.
Who said that?
I've started it.
I've got a stat sheet from our game on Thursday, and we definitely won on the stat sheet.
Ooh. Well, maybe I'll have to revisit this.
But isn't the score at the top of the stat sheet?
Yeah,
but so wouldn't that
look?
Okay,
look, we've got two talking points out of this, and they are not the stat sheet.
Hurry up, we need to move on.
Don't make me move it, move it.
Goodness. So, how worried should the Roosters be about Latrell Mitchell, given how he played in this game heading into finals, and should Jared Warrior Hargreaves have been suspended?
Correct. Yes, he should have.
Yes, absolutely should have. Based on that, I don't. The Roosters. They were in cruise mode.
Yeah,
they rested players. They were like, "Yeah, let's not. Let's treat this as a bit of a training run. Let's not knock each other out."
It was very physical. They did knock each other about both sides.
But The Roosters weren't. Yeah, like again, they weren't really in the swing of it. They could have. You know, you sense that the Roosters actually could have turned it around if they wanted to, but you know, this meant nothing to them. Essentially, they might have even had it in their head that if things play out, that they'll play them again the following week. They probably. Both teams probably knew that was a possibility.
Ooh, conspiracy.
Well, no, it's just so. I wouldn't read a lot into this game. I think, yes, well played by the Rabbitohs. It was a win that they needed and really boost their confidence going into the first round of the finals. But I still, you know, spoiler alert, I still think the Roosters will do them this weekend.
Correct. Absolutely. All right, moving on then to Friday, 6 September, Eels 32 defeating the Seagulls 16. Boys, Eels came out ready to go in this game. Particularly early, they threw the ball around early on and scored two quick tries, one through Jennings through spreading the ball, and the other one through Gutherson, who just basically tore them to shreds. And from there, it looked like it was just going to be all them. They were up 14-0 before a Ruben Garrick penalty goal right on the stroke of halftime, 14-2. Eels then kicked two more penalty goals to put themselves in front before Manice Fenu got over for the Seagulls. And then Mike Acevo just ran right. He scored three tries in the second half.
Did that make him did he get the try scorer for the year then?
Must have, right?
I think he did end up beating Mitchell based on that. Because
I think Mitchell was up by two,
I think Mitchell
maybe?
Was up by two.
And they thought he was a shoe-in too.
Yeah. So Acevo scored three. Fainu got another one for the Seagulls, but it was a bit of a nothing try. One of the Sevo tries was pretty impressive. He'd caught the ball, scored the try off a kick, and he's given, as he scored the try, he's given finger guns. Yeah. And he's turned finger guns into thumbs up as he's sliding, looking into the camera. I'm like, that is great. Just knew where the camera was. Finger guns into thumbs up.
Good man.
Yeah. Anyway, look, Eels were all over these guys in this game, and I think it bodes well for them going forward this week against a Broncos side who really did struggle last week against the Bulldogs.
Sevo got it by 2.
Yeah, right. Killed it.
By 2. By wow. 2. So he's only one behind. Because Mitchell didn't score on the weekend, did he?
No. No, he did not.
There you go. Good for Sevo.
Good for him. Anyway, moving on. Friday, 6 September. Storms 24, defending the Cowboys 16. Fullsy.
Melbourne were always pretty in control. And it was just a last-minute try that made the score look a bit closer than it probably actually was when watching the game. It was a solid hit out for them, I think, heading into finals. They looked pretty polished. They only missed 18 tackles, and they actually completed at 88%. Can't ask much more than that. Not much else to talk about. Pretty disappointing year for the Cowboys, but congratulations to Matt Scott on a wonderful career.
Right.
Well, Matt Scott Bolton. Don't want to congratulate him?
Nah, he's no, okay. Matt Scott.
That's fair enough. Yeah, it's right. Very true.
Fair enough. Yeah, look, Storms just did what they had to do. Moving on, Saturday, 7 September, Warriors 24, defeating the Raiders 20. Went to this game, didn't we, Fulzy?
We did.
Do you remember much?
Nah.
Now, nah. Look, we may have had a beer or 27.
Yeah.
Look, Raiders just, this is what happens when you rest key players and you're playing a team like the Warriors, who, whilst they have nothing to play for, are still dangerous, and you lose a football game that you shouldn't. Raiders were started the better of the two before Warriors scored 2 pretty soft tries through Burr and Pompey. Papali got over for the Raiders just before halftime, and Hodgson got another one, which put the Raiders in front. Oldfield scored early, but the wind was really up at Bruce, and it was hard to kick. Before Roger Tuivasa-Sheck and Blake Green just stormed over towards the end of the game. Those 2 tries for Sheck and Blake Green were the softest tries I've seen the Raiders let in this year. Defense was poor in those. Ball was being thrown around, and they were pretty bad. I think they should have finished third. I don't think resting players was a good idea unless they had some really bad niggles and really did need the week off. If it was just a case of workload and trying to get them a week off, I think playing the Storm down in Melbourne, it was not the better option, because the Storm are going to come out ready to kill them this week after they beat them a few weeks
ago. Well, I think they've now lost Oldfield for the season. He's out with some sort of shoulder injury or something. So again, he wasn't in their first grade squad, but he's been a pretty decent replacement. Well, yeah, he's been a pretty decent replacement, so they've had some good depth in those back lines.
Lose a Kotrick or a Rapana, and you're in trouble.
Definitely.
All right, moving on. Saturday, 7 September, Bulldogs 30, defeating the Broncos 14.
Look at us come home at the back end of the season, Pete.
Didn't tip you this week. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, wouldn't you?
Because I tipped them the previous week and they cost me my tipping comp.
Good win from the Dogs. This was it was pretty much leveled up at halftime. Dogs got out of the blocks really early with a try from Nick Meaney, who ended up getting his first hat-trick in the top grade in this game. The Broncos, I don't know. I think the Broncos will be one and done, honestly. They didn't look great in this game. The Dogs, again, they played some pretty good football. They had 85% completion rate to 73% of the Broncos. The Broncos attack, it revolves a lot around Milford, who plays out of fullback there. The Dogs really shut him down. They were coming up really early, and particularly out of marker. I think it was Marshall King was really putting pressure on him because he was the go-to kicker, essentially, for most of the game. I think the Broncos, this is not the ideal way to go, that they want to go into an elimination final, getting comprehensively beaten. I mean, they were level, and then all of a sudden the Dogs kicked away again, which, again, not necessarily was what the Dogs do. 30 points they scored, which, again, the Dogs don't score 30 points on many teams.
Nope.
So, but all in all, good end of the season for the Dogs. Let's remember this rather than the start. For the Broncos, I think they're in big trouble.
Yeah, the Broncos are in big trouble. having said that, they could surprise Parramatta this week. Like, I think 5-8, there's not much of a gap. Just like, I think, you know, 1-4, I don't think there's much of a gap there either. All right, moving on to Saturday, September 7, Dragons 24, defeating the Titans 16. Muffy?
Well, the only thing that came out of this game was the fact that Mary McGregor saved his job for at least the first 6 weeks of next year.
It's the dumbest ultimatum I've ever heard. Beat the worst football team ever and still finish second last, or you're losing your job.
Yeah. Look, again, I don't know if anyone watched this game. There apparently was 11,000 people attended this game, which I find extremely hard to believe up there in the Gold Coast. But yeah, so, you know, Titans ended up scoring first and they scored last. So that's something to take away for them. Ben Hunt.
Dear Lord, we're clutching at straws.
Oh, like, I don't think anyone watched this game. I didn't watch it. I'm not going to pretend that I did.
Yeah, right.
The only thing I would say for this, obviously, Gareth Widdop is final game. So he's now will no longer play in the NRL, goes back to England. And awesome servant of the game, Michael Gordon, played his final NRL match as well in this game.
Yeah, right. You wonder if Widdop didn't leave the Storms, how dominant they could have been potentially.
Yeah. Chasing a bit of money.
He did, which is fair enough. I get that as well. But it all went to crap when he went to St. George. He had a lot of injuries.
Well, he had to defend, clearly, because he clearly didn't do much defending in Melbourne because his shoulders are made of glass. So, yeah.
All right, moving on to Sunday, 8 September, Sharks 25 defeating the Tigers 8. In a game I predicted, and Muffy did not, but you did predict a try scorer in this game, Muffy.
I did.
You predicted Luke Garner, but you wanted the Tigers to win, and couldn't do it for you. And they couldn't do it for Robbie, who came in late because Corey Thompson got injured in the warm-up.
Yeah, do you reckon surely that's just it all just panned out that way? Like, Robbie wasn't originally meant to play.
No,
like, it wasn't smoke and mirrors.
He wasn't even dressed. Like,
yeah,
he had to put on a 22 jersey or something. Like, it was Corey Thompson came in the change room and just sort of was like, all right, well, I'm done. I can't do anything. Like, I can't go.
He wasn't good to go, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah. No. I don't think.
And I suppose.
I don't think Madge would have risked it, like, to do that, to get Robbie in, like. He wasn't playing. Robbie was not playing.
Yeah, not saying that that's the reason they lost this game, but, you know, the sacrifice that you essentially made then was, all right, we're not going to make finals, but we'll give Robbie a farewell at Leichhardt. That's essentially the decision process and the sacrifice that they made. Not saying that that was a major reason why they lost, but if...
They didn't. No, Corey Thompson was injured, legitimately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, you had other players to choose from.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Other than if Robbie
I don't know who else was in their reserve list.
Well, they
you've only got two reserves.
That's right.
I think it was a back. It's probably a forward.
Yeah.
So you probably go with Robbie anyway because he can play hooker and you move someone else around.
Yeah. I don't know who, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Look, Tigers were very disappointing in a game that, you know, you should have been fighting for finals. The Sharks were just all over them, particularly in the second half. Your boy Josh Morris got over. Fecky got over for two. And, yeah, the Tigers just couldn't defend the edges. And if you can't defend your edges, then it's not going to you're not going to be winning many games.
No. And look, to the Sharks' credit, they've shown potential all year. They've been up there. The people have been talking about the mid-season for, you know, having another run at the flag. They sort of fell away a bit. But, yeah, they're they played well in this game.
Yep, absolutely. All right, moving on to the final game of the round. Panthers 54, defeating the Knights 10. Fulzy, something to celebrate.
Not really. Total bloodbath, showing how much the turmoil over the last few weeks has really hurt the Knights. And too little, too late for Penrith. A nice note to go out on, though. Cleary set a new club record with 34 points from 4 tries and 9 goals.
And 180 super coach points that saved me.
Yeah, he went mental. And he also had a try assist just for good measure. But, yeah, bit of a year of what could have been for both these sides. Not much else to say.
Yeah, the Panthers, pretty disappointing. I read and I've seen during the week that $3 million worth of playing contracts you've let go this year.
Yeah.
That makes it tough to win football games.
It does, doesn't it?
God. As for the Knights, they were a major disappointment. They should have been better.
Yeah.
should have been better this year.
Absolutely.
And gave up on your coach, and then you got a pantsing in the last round like you deserved.
Yeah, he was a bad coach. They had to get rid of him, but...
you hate Nathan Brown.
Yeah,
I don't like him. He did exactly what he was brought in to do.
He did, but he's not the coach to make them win.
No, exactly. But if I'm a team like the Titans, if I was a team, you know, that is bad and needs someone and are tanking and want to build a club back up, I would be grabbing him.
If I was Nathan Brown, I would say no thank you.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to the Titans.
There's no way I'm going to Perth.
He's not getting another gig in the NRL, I don't think, unfortunately.
No. I think he'll be an assistant.
Yeah, he'll be an assistant.
That's where he
career
fits.
Now. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Moving on then, shall we, to a little discussion about...
the sports trend.
Okay, yeah.
She was discussing about the sports
trend. Yeah, right, okay.
Sorry.
Look, who do we think is going to win from here, boys, and why? Start someone.
Legitimately?
Yeah.
It's got to be the Storm. I hate saying it. I don't want them to win this year, but I think they're going to do it again.
I think they're the best team.
Their defense is the best in the competition. Their attack is second, I think, in the competition.
Yeah.
And those stats are pretty hard to go against. Obviously, we know that defensive teams do extremely well in final series. Again, they've dropped... they've finally dropped Brody Crofts, though.
Yeah, that's gone. Like, Pappenhausen was killing it too much.
Yeah.
So Hughes going back into the half. I think that's hurt a little bit because I don't think Hughes is really settled there yet.
What, a couple of weeks, though, I think, you know, there was a big enough gamble for Bellamy to think it was important enough to bring Pappenhausen into this team. And it's like, I need to do it, so how am I going to do it?
Yeah.
And I think, look, as I've mentioned previously throughout this season, Crofts hasn't been a linchpin of that team. They have literally played around him.
Yeah.
And not giving him the ball.
Crofts and Storms.
Crofts and yeah. So, look, I don't want to see another. I don't want to see Melbourne Storm in the grand final. I really don't. But I've just got this feeling, and you can't really lie about the stats. And I just think that they're going to be too good.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got Melbourne winning a grand final replay from last year, of course.
Yeah, look, I think it'll be close to a replay. I think the Roosters can get knocked off, though. I think they've been very good all year, but I think, you know, the Raiders are probably good enough to beat them.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss... if it can happen, if a Melbourne Raiders grand final can happen, which I'm not sure if it can if you play each other in the first week.
No, I think it definitely can if you play each other the first week. I don't think you cross back over then.
Yeah, so I think... For me, if I had to pick, I would say Melbourne Raiders grand final. That's what I would pick.
I think the Storms absolutely brain us on grand final day. That'll be too big an occasion for
us. Yeah, they'd be far too composed for a Raiders side, I think. I think Sydney would have a bit more of a chance of beating them.
Yes, that's true. I agree. I think they would, but I think we can knock off the Roosters.
Yeah.
Based on, like, we almost had them in Canberra, and I think we played poorly. And the Roosters, I think, played as good as they could that day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, look, who's the smoky then outside the top four? Who's someone who's going to make some noise? Fulzy, we'll start with you.
I've got a really weird one. I've gone with Brisbane just mainly because no one outside of that top four, I think, had any chance. But if I have to pick someone, maybe Milford and the young forwards go insane and Tevita Pangai has 40 offloads over the next 4 weeks or something.
No, there's only one team in there that's legitimately can shake things up, and it's the Sharks for me. That's it.
Same.
There's the other two, like Seagulls, if they had Tommy Turbo, absolutely.
Correct.
But without Tommy, no way. Eels, depending on the week, they're good. They're so inconsistent. And the Broncos, yeah, they're horrible. I just can't. I do get what you're saying about the forwards, and I think those forwards are extremely exciting. And like David Fifita can pretty much, you know, he can take a game by himself and turn it on its head.
I could see Broncos getting up this week.
Absolutely, like,
I could see him getting up this week.
Yeah, I don't think that's definitely not out of the realms of possibility. But for me, the only team that I could see would trouble any of those top four or the main three that we spoke about. Would be the Sharks.
Yeah, I don't realistically think anyone who's outside of the top four can win. So
yeah, fair enough. Yeah. All right, moving on then to finals week one preview.
Oh, you want me to do a zzzz?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have one.
Last time you cut me off with it.
Sorry, I don't have one.
I like how, what you called it, though. A zzzz. Anyway, all right, well, finals week one time, Friday 13 September, Roosters vs. Rabbitohs in a replay of last week at the SCG. Muffy.
Yeah, so I don't know how many times you teams would get to do this, but basically going back to the same team the next week. I don't know. Surely it's got its advantages and disadvantages for both sides. I think the Rabbitohs will have a bit more confidence knowing that obviously they knocked the Roosters off only a week ago. But as we mentioned earlier, I think the Roosters were not at their best and they were sort of holding back slightly, resting all those players, as you mentioned. This is the last time that these two teams played a grand final, oh, sorry, a finals game at the SCG was 1938, Pete.
Wow.
And the Roosters won 19-10.
Do you reckon that'll come into play in this one?
Yes, I think yeah. So. I think Rusty will have his book out.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying, apparently, he's last booked. Time yeah, we yeah. played to these apparently, guys,
yeah. You know, apparently his black book of, you know, slights.
Yep.
Anyway,
his black book of what?
Slights.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
He's probably got one of them too.
I was actually. Like, earmuffs, everybody. Wow.
Whoa, come on.
All right.
This is an appropriate podcast.
Well, that's okay. Let's have a look at the team, shall we, Pete?
Yes. Okay, good. That'd be good.
For an appropriate podcast. As we mentioned, JWH is free to play after getting let off from the judiciary.
Speaking of getting let off, like, come on, mate, this is an appropriate podcast and you're already talking about getting let off.
Do you want me to move it?
Oh god.
So players that will come back that were rested last week: Luke Keary, Takiaho, Brett Morris, and Mitch Orbison. That shuffles Angus Crichton will go back to the bench, same with Nat Butcher, which I think those two should actually start. Well, maybe Crichton should start and Butcher to the bench, but I'm not there. So Billy Smith and Drew Hutchins are the ones that drop out. Victor Radley moves back into the starting side for them. For the Rabbitohs, James Roberts, he comes back from suspension, but obviously he will replace Dane Gagai, who was out with a hamstring injury. Junior Totola comes into the starting side for Sam Burgess, who obviously got suspended, who that was a bit of a controversial one during the week, whether he should or shouldn't have. And I think between him getting suspended and JWH not getting suspended, that was a bit contentious.
Correct.
Tom Burgess, he comes back from a knee injury, so he's on the bench. Dean Britt comes into the bench, the new Bulldog signing. And George Burgess is finally back from his 9-game ban for eye gouging, so he will come back in this game. So they've got two Burgesses coming back in and one going out.
Classic. Classic Burgi.
Classic Burgi. All right. So down to it. As mentioned before, I think the Roosters will be too good for the Bunnies in this one. Friday night at the SCG, expect a pretty full house. Roosters by 8.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna tip the Roosters by 10. I think they're just gonna storm over these guys.
So I've gone Roosters by 10, but I could see the Roosters going, all right, finals, pretty much full strength.
20.
Let's turn it on and just blow these guys off the park.
Yeah. You could be right. I think
flex
it's
the
be,
muscle, as it yeah. were.
It's going to be just as physical, I think, as last week. Yeah. But I think the Roosters with the ins are just going to be up for the fight.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you're right, Pete.
Saturday, 14 September, Storms versus Raiders at Amy. For the Storms, Brandon Smith, Cameron Munster, and Josh Adokar come back into the side. Outs Harry Grant and Sandor Earl. For the Raiders, Shans, Nickel Klockstad, Sia Soliola, John Bateman. Johnny Bateman, he's back.
Little Johnny Bateman, he's back, Fozzy.
Little Johnny.
Oh, dear.
Get around him, lads. He's back.
Jordan Rapana and Joseph Leilua and Joseph Tapine are all back in as well. Oldfield and Chris go out, and JJ Collins, who I didn't even see last week, so... But I didn't see
He
much.
Sounds like a basketball player.
Yeah, he does.
Does sound a little bit. So the Raiders are going to carry a winger on the bench, which is a little worrying, which is Simonson. He has been playing very well.
They've done that the last, three games?
Yeah,
so they've put him off the bench?
Yeah, and they're bringing him off the bench again, so which is another interesting one, which has left Havili out of the side. So,
That's interesting. I think in grinding finals matches, I think you need that extra sort of hooker slash utility guy in the middle.
Yeah, I think so as well.
I think
so
anyway,
it's interesting. Look, you look at the interchange for the Storms, and they've got Brandon Smith there. You know, like, that's the one you want anyway.
Surely Brandon Smith's got to be interchange player of the year.
Oh,
this year.
Surely.
He's a gun. It's either him or Cheekham would be the front runners
in
my
book. Yeah,
both
of them. Yeah, absolutely. Look, this game, I see the Storms killing the Raiders. I honestly do. And the reason I see that is because you look at Manly beat the Storms a few weeks ago, probably about 4 weeks ago, and then they played them in the last round and destroyed them. Now, no Turbo, but do you think they forgot that Manly beat them 11-10 down at Amy Park? Do you think Craig Bellamy was like, oh, no, we'll not worry about this. This is the last game. No, he revved them up.
Sounds like something he would say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's going to have these boys revved up, and they're going to want to get one back. And same with Cameron Smith and Cameron Munster. Those guys are too competitive, and they would not have forgotten that the Raiders beat them down there a few weeks ago. Absolute danger game for the Raiders, and I could see the Storms winning by 12.
Storm by 4.
Yep, fair enough. I could be severely underrating the Raiders.
I mean, 4, 12, same thing.
Really. I think I'll pick the Storm, but, you know, look, as we've seen, the Raiders have beaten them down there just previously, but I think I will go the Storms by 6.
All right, moving on to Saturday, 14 September, Seagulls versus the Sharks at Lottoland. Foolsy, Lottoland. They're allowed to play. Asbestos disappeared, apparently.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. It was a worry, that old asbestos. Mm.
Someone thought it was a line and it went up someone's nose. Anyway, go on.
Joey was commentating. Really tough one to call for me. Others might not agree, but so apparently Moylan's racing the clock to be fit. Obviously, Manly are up against it without Turbo, but they've battled for a large portion of the year without him, and I think they can win here. In what I reckon will be a pretty fiery clash up front, with a few loose cannons like Fifita and Fanua Blank and stuff going at each other.
Yep.
I'm going to go Manly on a DCE field goal.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go the Sharks by 4. Like we talked about, that's my smoky as well. So I can't see Manly beating them. Manly were horrendous this week, just gone, with Elliott and Garrick playing between the fullback, between the two of them, and it looked bad. I just think they don't know what they're doing.
I think I'm leaning towards the Sharks. Is Marty Tapau playing in this game? Or did he get suspended?
No, I think he's in.
Didn't he get suspended for a high shot or something?
Nah, it was fine. I should check that.
He got on report for a high shot. I didn't hear whether he got suspended, but maybe he didn't.
Yeah, no, he got suspended.
Yeah, he definitely got suspended. He definitely got suspended.
Yeah, so
it was a pretty high shot.
Yeah, regardless, Moylan in or out for the Sharks, to me, doesn't really matter. I think the Sharks will still get this by 6.
Fair enough. And moving on to Sunday, 15 September, Eels versus the Broncos at Bankwest Muffy.
Yeah, Bankwest Stadium, Eels' new home ground this year. They've had a pretty decent record there. They beat the Broncos 38-10 in round 14 at this very ground. So they'll go in. I don't know if they're favourites for this game, but they probably would be based on their record.
Based on the Bulldogs pantsing your boys.
Yes, good work. So let's have a look at the team. So for the Eels, Kane Evans was originally named, but he has been suspended during the week. So he's out. So it looks like fair chance that Tepai Moroa, who was named in the reserves, will probably come into that side onto the bench. Daniel Alvaro will come into the starting side. Nathan Brown returns for the Eels after a two-week suspension, so that will definitely help them. For the Broncos, there's not too many changes. Joe Ofahengawi comes back into the game after missing a few weeks through to an injury. Patrick Carrigan is the one that is dropped off the bench. And Giramat Shibasaki has been named in the 17, so he will start on the reserves bench. Look, as we mentioned, I don't know. This could be I think this might be the tightest game of the round, Eels Broncos. But just based on at Bankwest, based on the Broncos' previous couple of games, look, I think the Eels will be on this game. They'll probably be off the next game, but let's say they'll be on this game and they'll win by 12.
Wow. Yeah. Look, I think they're going to win, but I'm going to go only by 8. Broncos could really surprise. I'm a little worried about that tip, because Broncos could get up for this week and then just fall in a heap and get smacked in week 2.
I think that might be what happens, so I've got Brisbane by 2.
Fair call. All right, moving on then to do some Supercoach wrap up, shall we?
Are we gonna do this?
Nah, forget it. It's gone.
Oh, yeah. We can do it.
Well, can we? Yeah, let's do it. Or can we?
It's coming.
Is it?
The Sports Trenches Fantasy Overview.
Smooth.
Look, not the way I would describe it. Smooth. But anyway. Yes, so, boys, what happened in Supercoach to end the year? Well, I can tell you, Garth won Sports Trench, one of the Sports Trench leagues.
It's the Burninators.
The Burninators.
It's good to see a stalwart of the competition taking it out. I like it.
Beat Tom Noyce, who was the one who gave Fulsey the word.
What was Tom's team?
Arkham's inmates, and he saved his worst to last, and he's pretty disappointed about that.
Well, they were sort of at the pointy end all year, so that's...
Correct. He finished in 532nd or something for the year.
532nd, is that a number?
Yep.
I think you were just 11-y 12s. No, is that what he finished?
532nd, 533rd. somewhere around there for the year out of the 120,000 players. So that's pretty good.
Did he ever win a round and get $1,000?
Oh, I think he won 12. So that's good.
12? Whoa.
Good for you.
Well, he underachieved with that 532 if he won 12 rounds. Yeah, no, but congratulations on the 12 grand.
It was either, you know, big win or, you know, 600.
Yeah. Excellent.
Garth did not take out a cash league that he was in that I run. So that, you know, makes up for it at least a little bit anyway.
Is that the... What about the other cash league that we're in?
That's where the one Garth's in.
All right.
He came in and came second.
Who won that? Well, don't expect any money, Garth, because I still haven't got it for winning it last year.
Yeah, you haven't got yours, but everyone else got theirs. Sports Trench League 2, Rangers got up in the end.
Oh, look at him go.
Smoked the Wood Raiders.
Wow.
He absolutely schmoked them. 1263 to 1034. Now, boys.
Yes.
The plate. Oh. I'm out. You're looking at a two-time plate champion here.
Gross.
League 1 and League 2. Gross.
You got both plates.
Yay, two plates.
So,
Gar said we could probably have an English tea party with those plates.
Yes. So, who did you beat?
I beat the sellouts in League 2.
Right. Do we know who the sellouts are?
No, but they sold out, obviously.
Yeah.
And in League One, I beat Sicario, which was David.
Oh, David Da Costa. I think I saw a sledge.
He did sledge on Facebook.
Unlucky.
It didn't go very well for him.
Unlucky, Dave. Me and Fulsey were going for you.
Nathan Cleary got there for me. And so I got two plates. So that's what I get to hang my hat on for 12 months. Because it was pretty slim pickings between the three of us.
Oh, God, wasn't it?
Mm. I think, Fulsey, you were the only other one to make finals, weren't you?
Yeah.
In one of the leagues only. So Rangers was... Yeah, Rangers was...
Rangers made it.
Yeah, but he's not even on the show anymore. I just wanted to play that. We don't even need that.
We do.
Easily make it on time.
No, we need to Marvitt.
Easily make it on time.
Let's Marvitt.
Need to Marvitt.
Fulsey, tipping comp. What happened in the end?
Oh, look. Little Rangers just dominating this life.
I just want to say that I didn't tip for the last like 3 weeks.
Well, yeah,
well, you said you were going to beat Fulsey.
Yeah, I think I forgot that I said that.
You didn't. So first was tip of the bat, and that was Rangers. Well done. 129. He won convincingly by 5 points over the Hayne Payne, which is Chris, on 124. And Haynes Lunch, Brendan, also on 124. So they shared second. Fourth, I guess. That was you, the Pablos.
Oh, yeah. Made a little run.
Yeah, 122. Not good enough for the top three, but it was nice.
Mm.
The Premium Den, Matt, 121 for fifth. Hot Snakes, Chris, 119, sixth. Joe's Ghost, 118. That was Shane. And Chucky P.
Can I just say, you guys got beat by a guy who doesn't watch rugby league. That's Joe's Ghost. He doesn't watch rugby league. He listens to us. And based on that.
Well,
and you two both lost him.
The problem is that we pick, and then I forget what I picked, and then I just guess what I thought I said I was going to pick.
dare you, Peter? You just insulted all three people in that sentence. It was very rude. And everyone else after.
That was the plan.
Everyone else after. No, I drew, thank you. Muffy got beat. Muffy was well, sorry.
Yeah, but I didn't. Yeah,
that.
I didn't.
Well, down there.
I did, definitely didn't. I definitely didn't tip for the last 3 weeks, well, possibly 4 weeks.
That's no excuse, mate.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Good.
That's like running a red light and telling the cop, "Oh, I didn't look at the road." You can't do that. That's your own fault.
I'm not saying it's not my own fault.
Good job, everyone. Thanks, everyone.
I'm not looking at the road.
Excellent turnout this year. 19 people. Well done, everyone.
Well, run through a red light. Go. Whoa, I didn't tip the last 4 weeks of my tipping comp.
So which is worse? Dumb dumb.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, look, thanks very much, everyone, for playing Supercoach and tipping. We'll do it again next year. Hopefully, we can be better and actually win some games. Anyway. All right. That brings us to the end of the show, lads. That's it. We did it.
Yay!
We busted out. We killed it.
Oh, do you want me to... Oh, this is our end song then, Pete.
Oh, God.
I just turned it down.
Oh, actually, sorry. Got tip. No, sorry. It's not the end of the show.
Yeah, liars.
I forgot about gambling.
Filthy liars.
Anyway, sorry. We've got to do our tip for this week. So yep. Last week, we've got a hypothetical $10.
Yep.
And we've got to come up with a bet and see who comes up with the most money after finals.
Yep.
Yeah. Look at this production work, Pete.
This is so bad.
Smooth as a donkey on skis, everybody.
We're finishing more like the Knights than we are the Bulldogs, that's for sure.
Yes, anyway. So we've got a $10 tip each this week. Like, it doesn't have to be a $10, like, worth $10. Like the
No.
Like, it doesn't have to be 10 to 1.
No.
But it could be 100 to 1.
But you put your whole theoretical 10 on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Fulzy, you're going to go first here?
I am. Look, I've got a bit of a multi. Let's go hard the first week. Mm. I'm going to go Manly 5.5, plus 5.5. Mm. Roosters minus 8.
Mm.
Broncos plus 5.5.
Mm.
Storm minus 6.5.
Mm.
And that's going to get me $138.70.
13 to 1.
Yeah,
13.87. Right. Okay. I'm going with Latrell Mitchell anytime try.
Oh, score. I was gonna look at that too, you dirty dog.
Into the Roosters win.
Oh.
$2.37.
Yeah. Oh, you disgust me.
Free money.
Oh God.
I'm gonna do James Tedesco anytime try scorer.
Oh God.
Into a Roosters win?
Yep.
$2.35.
Oh, good. Okay.
Mate, it's how much money we have at the end of our theoretical. Like, that's what we're doing.
That's right. That's right. And I'll beat you clowns this week.
Oh, dear. Poor Fulzy. But yes, so that's it. Garth also has a bet for us this week, so we better do that before I wrap up the show because he will be very upset because his free money has hit now the last 3 weeks in a row.
That's... So, what do you call free money?
Yeah, exactly. So he's gone free money.
Yeah.
Over 29.5 in the Roosters Rabbitohs game.
Yep.
Into Rabbitohs plus 18.5.
Why? Wow.
Yep. So that's $2.
Is that really $2?
$2. Free money.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's giving you free money every week.
Yeah.
Free money.
Yeah.
Right.
Agreed.
And he's got a same game multi in the same game. Roosters 1 to 12.
It's hard to have a same game multi if you don't have it in the same game.
You can have a same game multi, but multiple games.
Why are they called a same game multi then? Multiple game multi.
Yeah. Same game multi. Game multi. Multi.
Oh, I think I've gone cross-eyed.
Now.
I think I just had a seizure.
Now, all I can think of is the Michael Hill jeweler ad, gold, silver, chain sales ad.
Oh, dear.
That was in the news the other day. What a great ad that
was. Why was that in the news?
Because
slow news day, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Jeez.
Anyway, the quality that is news.com.au. Mm. All right, Latrell Mitchell, anytime try. Roosters 1 to 12, over 34.5. Roosters 5 to 8, halftime margin. 25 houses will get you 1,600 houses. So one house for 64 houses.
Ooh.
Mm.
Not bad. I like that. going to have a dabble.
Sure.
64 houses would be nice.
Yeah. And then you'd get 1,600 back.
Yeah.
Mm. That'd be nice. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Thanks very much, everyone, for listening. Really appreciate it. An okay episode. A Newcastle Knights
episode. I thought
type
that was
episode.
Pretty bad episode, actually.
A Newcastle Knights episode.
I'm glad I don't listen to these back, because this one was terrible.
I listened back.
Do you?
Yeah. You're a disgrace. You should.
I think this is top notch. I liked it.
All right. Anyway, enjoy the football this weekend. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody. It's a different moving song.